Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So we're in this series called What is the Perfect Marketing Strategy for Your Business? And this is the second part, and we're going to be talking about targeting new customers. So hopefully you listened to the last one where we talked about examining your past customers. So what we want to look at is how do we target new customers based on that old data? So you have to answer a handful of questions. First off, who were your best customers? And what did they buy? And how often did they buy? So hopefully you have a good idea of who that customer base is. And again, if you go back and listen, you'll hear there's probably multiple of them. Now, the next question you have to ask yourself is, where can I find more of them? Where are they hanging out? And when are they buying? When are they buying and why would they be buying now? Or maybe it might be in the future. And then the last question you have to ask yourself is, why would they buy from you versus your competition? So in looking at your new products in order to gain new customers, it could be something that's existing that you want to sell more of, or it could be something that's a brand new offering. Again, you've got to ask yourself some questions. The first thing I want to see is if you've established a base of sales, things that you do on a regular basis that are kind of like the foundation of your business. Now, there's only three ways to really grow sales. And that is, number one, sell more to your current customers. Number two, sell more to new customers. And the last one is raise your prices. And we talked about the pricing models last time, about the difference between the Walmart pricing and the Nordstrom pricing. What do you offer that's over and above what your customers are expecting, and more importantly, what your competition is delivering? So what happens a lot is when people are trying to sell new products, what they tend to do is they tend to focus on features and benefits. And where most people make mistakes is they tend to focus more on the features and less of the benefits. So let me give you an example. We had a fridge that died. Okay, it was 18 years old. Now, I needed to research and figure out where I wanted to go. Well, I went with somebody I knew, like, and trust, because they've come and repaired the old fridge a few times. Now, they may not be the cheapest, but I trust them. And they're going to come and take out the old fridge, put in the new fridge. So I called them up, and their guy was so knowledgeable. He said, hey, you cannot order the fridge that you want because you have something called cabinet depth. And so with cabinet depth, here are the models that are available. Now, we had a bunch of features that we wanted. We wanted the pull-out drawer freezer at the bottom. But when I called up, the guy from the place that we chose said, hey, I'm sorry, but in a cabinet depth, that's not available. So emotionally, we wanted, hey, if we're going to get a new fridge, let's make it better. But unfortunately, we couldn't. So a lot of times, people make decisions on what they buy based on a place of emotion. And emotion is based on benefits. All right? People will rationalize a purchase with features. What are their needs? These are the features that we want. But the benefits are, hey, these people are going to take the fridge away. They're going to install the new one. I don't have to mess with any of that stuff. And it's going to cost a whopping $60, okay? So, you know, for $60, it's worth it. So that's what it was, the emotion of not having to deal with the stress of all the other pieces. And the best thing about selling to the benefits is you need to get people to know, like, and trust you. Once they know, like, and trust you, like I did with this one company, the sale becomes a lot easier. So when it comes to emotional connections, people tend to purchase products purely on emotional reasons, especially those that include things that they really don't need but want. They're tempted to buy. So, for example, on social media, a lot of people will make emotional decisions to buy whatever, an Alexa, or they'll make a decision that they want to look better, feel better, whatever that emotion is. So they tend to make those decisions. If you can make them feel it up front, if you can make them feel the way that they want to feel with the way that you're explaining your benefits, you have a leg up. So the way that we do that, create that emotional connection, number one, is tell your story. Get people to know, like, and trust you first. If they feel akin to you, if they feel like they know you and they like you and maybe can trust you, they might pick up the phone and start that conversation. The next thing you want to do is share your clients' stories. And those are the testimonials. But again, talk from a point of emotion with those. The benefits, not the features. You're going to create more trust through those stories. And then finally, tell them how they will feel when they purchase from you. Not what their needs are, but what their emotional feelings are going to be. If you can get that across in your story, in your testimonials, you already have a leg up. So now let's break it down to a plan. There are three pieces to this. We create a plan, we execute the plan, and we measure the plan. So the first thing you want to do is plan out what you want to say. How can your story make them feel something? How can you take your life experience with whatever it is that you're selling and transfer it to them so they can emotionally imagine themselves feeling better, feeling comfortable, sleeping better, whatever that is? And what you have to do is take that and maybe break it into a series of posts. Maybe it's step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Maybe it's just 1 or 2, or it could be just 1. But you have to sequence it so that people go through that emotional journey with you. The second part now is you have to execute it. All right, create a plan for each product and service that you're looking to increase the sales on and focus on those. Map out the content that you want to put out there and also the conclusion. What is the decision that people make when they say, I'm going to buy this thing and this is how I'm going to feel after I attain it? And then finally, schedule those posts so that your content is laid out in a sequence that kind of guides people through that story step by step and gets them to feel that connection. The last piece of this is you have to go back and read your analytics. We're going to talk a little bit about having that home base and using analytics a little later, but it's important to think about that. How do we measure what's working and what's not? Which one of those posts got the most attention? Which emotion tended to show the biggest impact on those customers or potential customers? You may not know, you can always ask people, but sometimes you just have to guess why. And then finally, how can you adjust your future posts and sequences to build upon that? So in order to grow your business and increase your sales and gain new customers, you have to take them on a journey, an emotional journey of benefits that's going to take them from feeling hurt, tense, or confused, to feeling warm and comforted and also secure. It's your job to turn that into your story. So I hope you're getting something out of this series. And if you are, go to perfectmarketingstrategy.com. There you'll find all of these podcasts plus worksheets that will help you work through these problems. If you have any questions, go to baconpodcast.com/questions and ask them, and I'd be happy to answer them.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.